All right. Welcome and introduction for anybody who's never been here before. I don't recognize you.
Dan Cottam, just watching. I've been here before.
He's been around a long time. He was on our original.
He just has a beard.
Long time ago.
Oh, that's right.
It's the beard.
I recognize your voice, but you have the beard.
Hey, do we have any public comment then? I need to push this slide. Okay. Then let's do it. There we go. What's that? Approval minutes for September 24th. Can I make a motion? Or do I make the motion?
You can.
Yes, a motion.
You can, but usually the chair will say, would anyone like to make the motion?
Okay. Yeah, would anybody like to make a motion for approval of the minutes of September 24th?
I would love to.
And go ahead and say it.
I would like to make a motion for approval of minutes in the meeting of September 24th.
I can second it, right?
Yeah.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? It's okay, public works.
RFA is pretty simple. Real quick, like Hatchet Park, the demo stuff's supposed to start first part of November.
First of November.
First of November.
Fourth.
Yeah, that's fourth, yeah.
As well.
First of November. So you'll start seeing houses come down. The other thing is TJ and I were talking about, he wants to finalize those signs for the Wild Rose Trail. I think a couple of months ago, several, he went out with Logan, our GIS guy, and marked locations. So if there's any additions that you want to make to that, just talk with TJ so we can get those signs designed.
Yeah, so is it going to be the new city branding?
We wanted to wait till we have the logo.
Oh, is that what we're waiting for now?
So when is that going to happen?
That's a Linda question.
Within the next couple of months.
So months? So frankly, with the snow flying, we're just drawing the days of any snowshoers up there.
Yeah, other than the logo, do we have an idea of exactly what the signs are going to say so we can at least get that part done?
We can certainly, I mean, I think,
how much do these signs cost per sign?
They're pretty inexpensive.
Because part of me wants to wait for the master plan, because one of the things that's confusing about Wild Rose is everything is called Wild Rose, except for Checker Loop. And so it'd be nice to do the master plan, but, and then name offshoots of trails. I don't know, is this within, I don't want to step on the toes of the original trails committee, but like, That's the feedback.
We were just happy to get any trail, so
yeah.
I think.
All right, so we'll just kind of keep that in mind as you guys go forward with your master plan stuff, and then just get with us when we start the sign design. And
if we needed to do a Band-Aid solution and have something by April, if we could say by April 1st, we have those in.
We definitely will have all the branding done by then.
So
sounds
we can,
like it's worth the wait for the spring.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like it's worth the wait. If you were to say, no, it'll be a year, I'd say, yeah, I think we should do something. But
done.
I think
we've got too many other projects that are waiting on that. So
okay. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, let's wait.
Okay. That's all we have.
All right. Well, planning updates.
I don't know whether to do my update during this or to do it during the various sections. Do you want me to update trails during the trails section and arts during the arts section?
Work.
And I don't have any.
Is there anything general from the general planning that we should?
From the general section.
We held the general plan workshop on October 7th. We had 25 people, I think, show up to that.
I think 7 or 8 of us are in the room.
Yeah. 25 people that were not staff, I should say, yeah. It went pretty well. We got some good feedback, and then we had more feedback. We left the survey open for 10 days afterwards and had some more feedback there. So now they just really get their hands dirty and start working on the general plan to get a draft ready.
And will parts of that come back here, or?
No, it would go to the planning commission and city council for adoption, yeah.
Alright.
I have a general planning question. I forgot to forward John's message to you, which is, he said someone on planning might know about that library box that's in the Hatch Park second parking lot that's Chuck Fold, a library donation box.
Oh, the dumpster thing?
I was gonna ask you.
Is it a dumpster thing, one of those?
One of those, drop boxes.
It's like a birdhouse, but bigger.
No, it's.
No, it's not one of those.
It's not the little gray library, it's like a donation.
Yeah, it's a donation.
What, I should know about this?
It's on city property, we're just wondering if anyone knows where it came from.
It's just Chuck Fold for years and.
I have no idea.
I don't know whose it is.
We'll start taking books home.
Let's get it out of there.
Well, is there a phone number on it, or is it like?
It's gonna come out of there.
Just Boys and Girls Club or something?
It's an organization, they put them all over the place.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I would contact that organization and say.
I don't know if there was any.
There's no contact information on it.
I have no idea, absolutely no idea, I didn't put it there.
That's a general plan question.
The library.
Did you plan for that box to be there?
I did not plan. I don't understand why you'd think I might know, but I don't know everything.
So, feel free to get rid of it, that is still so inclined.
It's likely to be got rid of if it stays right there, because it's gonna go.
Yeah. Okay, city council updates, which I guess that's not gonna make it after all.
She's on an airplane.
Oh, I thought she said she'd make it by this.
She sent an email. Conflicting emails.
Yeah, she sent an email saying.
Sent an email today saying she wouldn't make it tomorrow.
She'll be in the air, she does have the donuts and the prizes and bags, and we'll pick up candy when she picks up the donuts. She teaches the class until 9:30 on Saturday, so it'll be right at 10 unless she drops everything off the night before.
I'll do the night before drop, yeah.
So you'll contact her and tell her to take it to your house?
Yeah.
Then let's talk about parks, are we on the right side?
Mr. Parks?
I don't know, I mean, it's the first time.
It was just another, it's just a placeholder category, if there's any discussion.
Oh, I don't know, we're just blowing out irrigation systems right now, going through, doing tree trimming, that's what we have going on, so.
Do you have any timeline on Mathis, getting rid of that mill?
No, I think we.
That's perfectly.
So we just.
Actually, when you were gone, you hit me up about Dave, Harris.
Oh.
Did you shut up the water at the garden?
Yeah.
Well, they shut it up.
I've got a question for parks. And maybe it's a question actually to Arts and Parks. It seems like we might be creating a subcommittee for events, but.
I can see it.
All of our events are at parks, so wouldn't our events be under parks? So we've got recreation and events on number 10. It's discussion of, on recreation and events, and that's where we've got winter lights and Halloween spectacular.
Well, technically there's no events. We're just parks, trails, arts.
That's what I'm, is precisely, so.
Otherwise it's the PAT.
The
Here we go again.
The Rat P? Rat P.
Parks,
Parte,
arts.
Like ex.
Rec, trails, and.
Oh, Parte.
Parte.
Parte, now, Ellie, that's the best one I've heard.
I think the reorganization of some subcommittees is on the November 6th City Council agenda.
So number 10 would be still accurate? We're in our own little recreation events for now? No.
I'm not sure.
I'm just trying to move us up. I'm just trying to move us up to number 7, so.
I think what happened is that when I set the agenda some months ago, I just knew that we needed a place for events. And I think it was a separate thing, but it just got moved up. So, because fun events are a form of recreation, right?
I guess.
What you're asking is if we can move 10 to 7 right now.
And an immediate part of the question, although the bigger question is at hand, is could we move 10 up to 7? Because we have some people that are here just for number 10.
Yeah, you can. As
up to the chair.
As the chair, you can do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Get you guys on the way.
Okay. And we'll figure out in November where we all fit. Okay.
Okay, well, I'm under the bottom of the slide. So, spectacular for starts. Well, I guess general discussion if you need one. Oh, perfect. Okay. Then the spectacular.
Okay.
Spooky.
Thank you, Linda. Look at that. Look at that.
I think we should show what it started out as first.
Oh, no. Are you going to show them that?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, Linda.
This is what I worked from. A little bit of an improvement.
Wow, nice.
I didn't know I'd be shamed.
No, you're not ashamed. Mine always looked like this, no, too.
I think so. No, this is so good. It's so good. But as we gathered around the assignments, which Emily, I should turn the time over to you if you wanted to gather up assignments, see if people got what they.
Yeah, I can do that. Let me
okay. Thank you.
I have some exciting, exciting news that I've been called in to work on Saturday, so I will not be banning the cornhole.
Which, by the way, do we have two cornholes or just one? And we no longer have a Kyle, so maybe the. We don't know whose action was to get another cornhole. We're looking at you. We're looking at you, Andy.
Yeah, I have one set.
There's also one in the storage
room. There's one in the storage room.
Row upstairs.
Downstairs.
City Hall.
It's the one that was the farmer.
I have the one that I showed Peter last week, or last month, I guess it was.
Yeah. So we already have two? We have two. The one downstairs and the one you're speaking of?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is just personal.
Yeah, I didn't get one from that guy, so I just fully use mine. That's fine. I don't bother you. Or University Utah one, so hopefully. That kind of scary right now. So.
Yeah.
So none of the bags will fall in the hole.
Okay, Emily's got the floor.
Well, yeah, if we're starting with cornhole, is there anyone else who wants to? Do we still want to do like a cornhole tournament? Do we just want them out for people to enjoy? With the race, it might just be easier just to have them out and about for people. I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think we're going to be stretched with the 5K.
Yeah. Okay.
So have them out for fun? Okay.
And then this is just the list I had from last time. So if there's any adjustments, just let me know. Then for the race, Tom and Peter.
Yeah. So the course starts approximately the blue line. It's at the first power pole is where I hit 1.55 miles.
Okay.
From, because I actually ran up to the where the turnaround spot reset my watch, and at 1.55, which is 3.1 miles, is about there. So that's where the start and finish. If we need to move the start into the parking lot because of safety or
being with the party, is there could the gathering
now,
be?
I mean, parking lots are probably the most dangerous places for people to walk and run unless we close the parking lot.
Could we
off.
Go down the back of the demoed houses? Could we go down the grass and out the north parking lot?
Well, there's fences and all kinds of stuff in the way back.
Oh, there is now.
We've been planning to put the timer up on the pole, right where you would sit. Thought that'd be a great place.
Right, where the start and finish
is. So we could
put
it right up there. So as long as the street's closed, I think it'll be safe.
Yeah.
As long as I wouldn't want to change that.
Basketball court.
Maybe we hear back from Craig. I don't know that they're planning to close the street. I think they're closing off a section and still leaving enough for two lanes of traffic.
Do you know if that's west or east by chance?
I don't.
And I was planning to do the east side of the road so we don't have to cross the road and keep them always on the east side of the road.
At one point, they have to cross.
If we're putting the starting line.
Well, but at the start line, which they're not going to be running.
And then when they come back, Tom was saying when they come back, we don't know when the last person's coming back, but we want to make sure that's safe too. Yeah, Linda was saying the police department has that probably, I don't know if they're going to be there. But that sounds great. What I was trying to do is at least have the race starts at 10. I guess there's really not much of a welcome, this is our spooktacular time, or will you do that with the mic? Because yeah, you asked for a mic. You asked for a mic. Did we get a mic? Another mic. The DJ has
and
a mic.
And we have a bullhorn, yeah, right?
We have a mic. We have a speaker and a mic.
So is it possible to begin it over where the microphone is with the DJ?
Yeah, wherever the race started is where we're going to set it up.
That second mic? Okay. Do you hear what I'm trying to achieve, too? Just so I'm not just barking it.
Wait, the second mic. What's the second mic?
Okay, we got the one with the DJ.
So I was planning at the 5K thing to say welcome to...
Yeah, so we just have ours, so yes.
Trot and treat in 10, 9, 8, 7...
That's good.
3, 2, 1, go.
Keep practicing. Keep practicing.
That's all.
That's great. What I'm trying to achieve is that there's some place to meet, so where should that be? Is there the clock? The clock is going to be, and they're gathered around the basketball. Am I putting you on the spot? I'm sorry.
No, I think we meet at the start.
So by the back, by the basketball court. Okay.
I think with the clock and then with some of the staff helping start it, I think people.
And we'll have a line across the road. People.
Do we have a line across the road?
There will be.
Checking with the police. So, no, I would love to have a ticket tape, but. What do we have arranged? With
no,
the
no,
place?
We're going to have a spray painted line.
Oh, okay.
The street.
I'm looking at the ribbon. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more. We've just been wanting some of these details.
Yeah, so so we're going to get spray paint or spray chalk, actually.
Okay. Do you have that? Or?
It's been ordered. Okay. So that will arrive Friday afternoon, and we'll mark the course with it. So we'll mark the start line. We'll actually have arrows probably pointing to the right hand side so that they go down that way, and we'll mark any obstacles like holes in the road. There's a few of those that were tricky, and then we'll mark a turnaround spot. We'll need a cone at the end or something.
You guys are on this together.
Do you have a cone? Do we have a cone that we can use
for the turnaround?
Is it a turnaround spot? Or we can...
That's not my cuddle critters.
Yeah.
It says 1 mile, 2 mile, 5 mile, all of that matter.
Take over there. I mean, it's all about...
No, we just need a cone. This is a fun run.
Mm-hmm. I have one that's this big,
cone,
but...
We just threw it into a cone. It's just a plant like this. It's a U-turn.
Yeah. I would just do a cone.
That'd be cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
sign, cone, spray paint, you got it. Okay.
Yes, and then we'll have the timer going, and at this finish line, we'll just take the bib numbers and keep them in order and have 1, 2, and 3 for male and female. And
so where are you? How are you assigning the bib numbers?
Randomly.
So we've had them all register through Civic Rec.
Right.
I'm just wondering, and I'm still learning Civic Rec, so I'm not sure, but if there's a way beforehand somehow to assign those names to bid numbers, I don't
so
know if that's...
So with a fun run, if we had a timer, we would probably do all of that. With a fun run, you just have them make sure that you mark the information at the bottom and you take half the tag, right?
Yep. The bib has a rip off, so so even though if they don't have the number 5 will have a tag with number 5 that you can put on it.
So is there anything you need from that list? I mean,
technically,
really,
no.
Really, what we want is to make sure that they've all signed the waiver, and if they've registered through Civic Rec, they have signed the waiver. So because it's a fun run, if you have some people that show up that morning, are we letting them run? Probably so. So we should have some waivers.
Yeah, so I, because if you were to go, like, I'm new to the city. If I had to go and they said, you have to sign up for an account and then sign in for the race, I'd be like,
no. I just wanted to come today.
I just wanted to run.
Yeah.
And so I would suggest we have a print off with the language and they can do a wet signature.
Okay.
And, you know, I do name, age.
Are you bringing that tonight?
So do you need a table?
We're going to need a table for registration. Okay. We're, like I said in my email, we'll need a computer to verify that people, you know, for those that have already signed the waiver.
Or you can just print the roster.
or print their roster, but we're going to have to check off names or say, I can't find you, please fill this out.
Will so it be either you or Tom way. That gets with Linda about printing, getting all that stuff printed? I can't remember, you were going to print something, Tom, but that's different.
So I was just going to print.
You guys don't have access to the Civic Rack thing.
I was just going to print a QR code to register, but I think it'd be easier to just print off a form that they can sign with.
For this one, let's
for
do that.
This one.
I agree.
Who could print those and bring them?
I'll have to. I can't. I'm not going to be here, but I will print them before and
so give I'd them say to yes, someone. Maybe a registration table, someplace where they can come.
Registration table, and then I think we do a water station at the turn at Pacific. Because that's about, yeah, and then at the finish.
Right? We might look like we're not going to come through, but yeah, it is written down here.
Pens.
And I've got cups of water.
Do I need a chair?
Pens and water, I guess.
No chair.
Emily's
perfect. They can stand.
How about pens and table for the registration table? And
so the idea is
well.
And how
much water do we have left over from whatever?
So the volunteer, so we'll need.
Water left over from what we got lots. Oh, at the golf course, then I'll go there and take a bunch, yeah.
So what? So that water, you just kind of like we do for Liberty Fest when the runners come in, they're just about a cooler of water. Is that what we're talking about? Because you had talked about you had cups of water.
So we can do. So we're gonna have like water
bottles.
We have
water bottles.
Well, that worked at the turn. We were talking about water.
Water bottle, like bottles of water.
You need a water
like,
station with just the little cups and garbages.
Yeah.
Yeah. At Pacific and Main.
So we can have the water bottles at the finish. We can have the cups over at the...
at Pacific and Main with the garbage can.
And do you have all the volunteers who are going to be at these places?
No, but we'll get some.
The Youth City Council, I know they're going to be... Because this is all starting at 10, right? These things.
Yeah.
But they've done it for our Liberty Fest in that halfway mark with drinks.
Yeah, so we need two at the registration tent, two at the water station, which will also help, say, turn right at Pacific.
Yeah.
And then we'll need probably two at the end, and we'll want to have, and I've got some shortwave radios in case there's something medical.
So the police requested a certain number of volunteers to help them. So that would be in addition to these.
Oh, really? I thought it was six total, but I didn't know what they were for.
Yeah, it's for directing traffic. Directing, not traffic, but directing runners. And he said he wants them on those cross streets.
Oh, and all of the cross streets. Okay, so we'll need to... So that's quite a few cross streets. You're one, two, at least two streets off to the right, because there's a dead end.
Are we staying on the left side or the west side or the east side?
The east side.
So east, you have a lot more streets. If we stayed on the west, you'd have just two.
Yeah. And then we have just a big crossing at Pacific.
And then crossing the Pacific.
And then we would stay on the west or the east side on Pacific.
Yeah.
That would be ideal.
But I hear what you're saying. You've got Bamberger Station 150, 250, 300, and 350.
Yeah.
And the thing by the overpass that goes into
okay,
Camelot.
So I changed
six,
my mind.
Six
we
on
want
the
to be
east.
On the west on Main Street
west
and on the.
Main.
And then on the right side.
And then on the east side.
On the east side on Pacific. And that'll minimize the number of volunteers. So our volunteer staff just increased.
Substantially.
Sorry. I didn't know where the six came from, so I assumed it was something different. Okay. We can deal.
Sounds like we need to talk to Craig.
I think it's going to be Cade, Officer Beagle. Yeah, because I think, but I'm trying to get that verified.
So how many extra volunteers do we need just for the race?
So for the race, we need two at registration. We'll need two at the start line, two at the water, and then two at the turnaround point. And that's really overkill. We could go with one at the turnaround. Could go, and then at each street, which, tell me how many cross streets there are.
Well, I think that's what he looked at when he said he needed six. Is that possible?
Maybe.
I'm sorry, I think.
I'm looking at maps.
Yeah. 150 and 300 are your two cross streets?
Or else I think we're gonna have some wires crossed.
Yeah, I just hate it when, you know, people assume that our brains work and they don't email or text for me to go back and refer to it.
So, our cross streets on the west, 150, 300, 330. So that's three on that one, two, three, four, five streets. 330
is that city center, it's just that town hall. Town hall, okay. It's a street.
Oh, that's right, I gotcha, okay.
Does it count?
No.
Probably not.
And it's not the frontage road. Yeah, and then we'll just have to cross in the Pacific. At 10 in the morning, it's busy. Usually 5Ks are early Saturday to avoid traffic. So.
Okay, so I'm counting 14 people for
yeah.
Six and then two.
And we also have 9th North that we'll need to add. Cause that, oh no, never mind. That street doesn't, because we're gonna be on that east side. So that's okay.
Should we just?
I'm texting him.
Okay.
Will you ask him how to say his last name? Because I think I've been saying it wrong for 14 years.
How have you been saying it?
We had
Weigel.
We had a kindergarten teacher that was Miss.
Maybe ask him. That's why I called him. If you're texting him, ask him.
P.S. How do you pronounce? Is it Weigel?
Well, it's on the recording, so. We'll
it's the same spelling as like Spiegel, like.
Okay, so we'll need 14. Is that what you counted?
Yeah, six for the road, two at registration, two at the start line, two at water, and two at the turnaround.
Wow, two.
Yeah.
So how many are you going to get?
And who would like to be the captain to tell you, sorry, YCC, what they're, what your volunteers are going to be doing? We've got somebody for that.
Yeah, I mean, we need a volunteer meeting at 9:30.
Great, they'll be there at 9:30.
Yeah, or that's 9, actually. 9 o'clock, because we'll have people walk up registration at 9:30.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll call.
So 9 o'clock.
I'll call Audrey. Okay.
So how many can we get from the YCC?
10.
12.
10 plus the two leaders.
No, the final number is 12.
Okay.
So we can use all 12?
Well, I think they're doing other
numbers from Audrey.
Yeah, I was going to say, they were going to do
it. But we've advertised that all of this starts at 10.
Yeah. Yeah. So we need 14 net new.
Yeah, because that's true.
I mean.
Okay.
I don't have a specific job during the thing, so I could potentially kids
husband. And that's when they're starting.
Okay.
There's two.
Cool. Because some
my family can't even be there at this.
And a lot of the adults that are running the 5K then are going to want to take their kids around this, so that's why they're getting started.
I guess some other stuff.
Okay. This is our
so, yeah, so in terms of the 5K, we'll start them at 10, most will finish by 10:45. We'll still have some walkers coming in at 11 o'clock.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. That sounds great. I'm so glad we get to do a 5K out of this, because that's, we were just talking today, that's all it was going to be at Legacy, so we get a little bit more at Hatch. I'm happy that it's at Hatch. Thank you for making that work, Peter and Tom.
Are we like notifying the people who live along this route?
We're going to put signboards out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're not putting anything on individual houses or anything. You're just putting things out that there will be a race on
it'll
Saturday.
Those big VMS boards. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put out tomorrow. Say race Saturday morning, 10 a.m.
Okay.
The VMS board. A big video, nice board.
I'll make a sign for the gingerbread house. I'll make a sign. Put it.
And then Linda, for those paper registrations, you said you can't bring them. Will other city staff be able to, or should we?
I'll get them to these guys. I'll get them to Randy.
And then you'll get the printout of.
Herman, are you gonna be there Saturday?
And then you'll get the printout of those that have registered, cause we can just check box.
Yeah, I'll just print it off alphabetically.
Perfect.
Thanks for getting the clock to work, and that's gonna be fun to see.
It was an old relic.
It was a relic.
I know, I'm impressed, thank you.
That's so fun.
Just turn it, reprogram it.
Anything else about the race?
No.
And then Suzette's bringing prizes.
Yeah, we'll mark the race Friday night, or Saturday morning.
Do we wanna do the prizes at 11, or just as people, the first few people show up?
I'd prefer to just get it over with.
Okay, just as they get there, take a picture.
So we're doing costumes before the race? Is what we're saying the contest?
No.
No, we're just gonna do the top men, top women, that's it. Three tops.
Is there gonna be a costume judging?
Prizes and.
Yeah, we can do costume prizes too, yeah, I remember now. Best couple.
However you wanna do it.
I've got 20 pumpkins coming from Cross E, if you wanna use those.
So we're giving pumpkins?
I don't know what you had planned on, but.
I looked through pictures from past years, and that's what they had written in, like with Sharpie. First place and giving them pumpkins.
Yeah.
Great.
Free run, it's a free run.
Yeah, can't expect, you know, valuable prizes.
Yeah, who wants to write on the, who wants to decorate the pumpkins first place? Happy couple.
I don't know if decorating is what I would call anything I did. Sharpie with a one.
I'll have the pumpkins Thursday night, so just let me know who wants to mark them.
So everybody can see that they're a winner.
Yeah.
And somebody's gonna take the pictures, do you know who's taking the pictures? Is it a city picture thing, cause Linda's not gonna be there, Dallas? Are you gonna take pictures of the winners?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the marking of the pumpkins, who should I?
We can give it to the registration people to do while the race is going on.
That'd be great, okay.
I don't imagine it would take that much time to write.
Can we borrow some Sharpies from the city?
Ones.
Add some Sharpies to your list.
Ones.
That's why you.
You're not gonna write out first.
Ones.
Thanks, Randy.
Yeah, they can do it during the race.
Tuned. Three-year.
I think that should be everything for the race.
That's cool.
Does it go over here to the.
It's a fun run.
Yeah, fun run.
I mean, it's.
It's fun.
So with all of this here.
Better have fun running it.
We're still having everything else.
Tattoos.
I mean, it doesn't really say anything about.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, we're doing tattoos?
Other events when those start.
I'm calling it sick at work.
You didn't know that.
But yes.
I suck at spelling T's.
I left out a T, yeah.
Okay, this is based on what Suzette has purchased too, but I'll make sure we have temporary tattoos.
What?
Oh, Allie's got a tattoo.
Sorry, no, it's dismissing the T.
Okay. It's because I'm critical of other people and their spelling and grammar sometimes.
I suck at
spelling.
Allie and I have a favorite one that's been going on for 10 years from Lakeview Rock Products. Sends us an email with a misspelled word in the subject line every single time they do a blasting without a Y. Without an I. Blastic. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Anyway, so yes, it's. I didn't.
Public record. Sorry. Maybe the tattoo.
Okay, the next thing is the, activities, so that would be separate from the YCC one, so like the monster crafts.
Tattoo? Sure enough.
I just was talking to you.
What was your question, Dallas?
The monster craft tent is on the clock.
Yeah, and do we need to move something, cause I just kind of put those in there.
Why don't you tell us what Eaglewood is, and then we can figure out where we need to move things.
Okay, so the Eaglewood Golf Course, they want a spot because they're going to be promoting their Breakfast with Santa. And so they are going to give out Christmas candy and possibly have a Santa
they
there.
They better do a Nightmare Before Christmas theme if they're doing Christmas on Halloween.
Yeah.
You tell them that. You go up there and you tell them.
I will.
Anyway, so that's, I told them we would leave
better
spot.
Be dressed up as Jack Skellington. Or the boogeyman.
Okay, how should we go about it, Emily?
Go about what?
Doing this next, the next thing you wanted to cover.
Yeah, I was talking crafts and
did you want to bring them?
I didn't bring them, but
a picture of one of them. It's just black construction paper and oil pastels.
It doesn't take
very
long.
Simple. They do an outline. They fill it in. I mean, that's really it. It's not long, but it's something easy for the kids to do.
And you can't fail. I even did it.
I'll prove you wrong.
Is one of you bringing the supplies?
Yes, we've got all the paper and getting more pastels. And we will also need a table
I could supply a table for that. Do we want just 1 6-foot or 2 6-foot?
Mm-hmm. 2 6-foot. And I'm going to bring, I have 4 card tables for the race. About that. So you're bringing that for the, okay. And you've got your own tent. Let's just double check on tents here. You've got a tent for the craft.
She's got 2 tents.
And we're going to use the other one for the balloon artist, maybe?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so far so good.
Yeah, they're good to go. I asked them to send an invoice.
They're
good to go for the balloons.
Okay.
Yeah, I did send them.
That's
Okay, so, and which one of you is manning the crafts? You are. Okay, perfect.
With help from
I hope that I get to be there.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll get somebody to volunteer again. I'll volunteer Allie there.
The talent.
The talent. Okay, the talent is the storyteller and the DJ. And John's World Martial Arts. So see the purple as designated on Linda's map. DJ has typically set up on the north side of the concession stand. And the storyteller, probably a little discussion about what timing will she do her thing, but she's pretty captivating and she's done this event before, but she does need a crowd, not just wandering through. So we'll talk about that. Same thing with John's World Martial Arts. I'd love to get your feedback on timing for when John's group can do his demonstration there on the upper field. If people are out running.
10:30
and they
be the soonest.
10:30. Could it be
the bulk of the people coming in between 25 and 35
yeah.
minutes?
Yeah, I'm never that fast.
Would
but
you
yeah.
rather it be 11 so that there's more there? Or?
I wondered if it could be 10:45.
10:45 on their race. That's your target audience, isn't
yeah.
it? His children. Yeah.
How long is their display?
Oh, their routine has been like 10 minutes, but they'd probably take as much as we could get.
And how long is the storyteller's thing?
Hers is more like a 20 minute, is that what she told us? But she said that she could also ebb and flow where we need her.
What if we had her do 2 or 3
before,
things
yeah.
and display what time she'll be doing
yeah.
hers, and then have John's World also 2 or 3 times and have it like
that's great
staggered.
Thanks so much.
I would think you'd want to have the storyteller closer to the other booths so that those automatically just provide the mm-hmm. audience.
So I plugged these in here, but it's really hard looking at it this big. Yeah, I mean, I think all of that is probably going to be closer. I mean, my blue squares here are probably more like 20 by 20, you know. Really, and I couldn't remember where the elevation changes from like the volleyball sand down. You know, if there's room closer to the asphalt path, everything maybe should be down closer to that path. When the storyteller came before,
Yeah, she was there kind of, they had a canopy there at that time, and everything was kind of centraled right around in here. But, so I don't know if, you know, on a field trip before Saturday, or just when you get there Saturday, try and figure out where the things go. But
okay.
The other thing I wondered is, we talked, you've got the photo backdrops here. One of the places, or for the Easter egg hunt, they put it in there. Front of this building. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've got your racers all gathering here, then it might not be a bad spot if you're trying to kind of pull the party all in. Okay. I don't know. Again,
so one at the concessions and one over here.
I don't know.
I think you've got a spooky night and another fun one. Okay. All right. Backdrops could be staggered. Okay.
Just in case you decide to serve from your snack shack, which I don't think you were going to do, right?
As far as gathering, as I'm hearing everything going on, I'm seeing the one who's starting the race, and they'll probably be talking continually for about 10, 15 minutes as people gather and everything.
Oh, yeah.
If they, you know, as dead air happens, what if
storyteller.
We have a write-up about that tells them what to talk about? You know, be sure to visit the storyteller here later. This, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Peter, are you listening since you're the MC?
No, I'm not.
So, you know, if the MC has something to talk about.
Yes, it's here, you know, here, and here. And
you know, the balloon art. You know, make sure on the fun run that you stop by the candy sucker, which, you know,
okay.
Give something to talk about. If I was MCing, I'd want to have more than just, oh, there's suckers with a spider.
Okay.
I wanted to tell him something about it. You know, the youth council's there, da, 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 da.
Okay.
So I thought I was just MCing the 5K.
I think you're master of ceremonies for it all, don't you think?
And maybe
I think you vote on it.
You volunteered after all.
Do I get a sash?
If you get a sash.
And a crown.
I don't dress up.
I have one at home from my daughter's bridal shower. It says bride-to-be. Do you want that one?
Yeah.
Sure.
But that
just send it with the other
city. Could gather people and let the expectation of what's going on later that day.
Be sure to
Tom, get into there.
Would you let Tom? I know you're going to be involved with the clock, but it sounds like you'd be really good at it.
I don't. It scares me to death.
If you're good at it,
I could probably chatter, but if Peter and I were sitting there chatting back and forth.
Now there. What was that, car talk?
Yeah. Like a good, you know, a couple good.
We have to listen to everything, and so if someone just has, I don't think we have time to write up
to the if we have a description of each thing, we can, if you have
time, we hand it to,
just bullet points of each stuff. It doesn't have to be organized.
Tell the names of the kids who are there.
I want it word for word, and I want you
to. But like if you said Eaglewood and told me to spend 5 minutes talking about Eaglewood, I'd be like, hey,
there's
about
a golf
that new
course
snow
up
course up there, and like, give us some talking points about what they would want.
Can I back up 1 second? Just for, so if we are going to set times where you're going to say the storyteller is going to be at these times in John's World Martial Arts, if you'll let me know that, I think that's helpful in some of the advertising for Saturdays.
Yeah.
Say, hey, and then it also kind of shows what else is going to be going on. But if you want to give those times to me,
I will. Okay, Glenda, that's great.
And if we could get John's World to do the hookah, at the beginning of the starting race, you know, it was the hookah.
The hookah. They're doing hookahs. That's cool too.
Again, it sounds like there's a beginning to this event. There's a beginning, so that sounds like it's over at the MC, not at the 5K flags. But that's where some people will be standing. But the party starts just before 10, so we can get the runners off at 10.
So where's the registration going to be? We should put that on.
I think it's
now.
near the starting line.
Yeah, I think we put it at the corner.
Which thing?
The registration for the 5K.
Right where it says 5K starts and finish means power. Where it says power, where we want a registration table.
Yeah. Just on the grass.
Sidewalk just about right there.
Yeah.
Where?
So it's easy for the right, because, you know, we could just say, the race starts over there, and 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's easy to point down.
And we know where the NSL inflatable is, big yellow bar right there. Okay.
What is the inflatable?
It's the big.
We round. Have a big logo.
Logo.
Oh, that's deep into any of our other.
Flaming logo.
Emily, what's big next?
Before we move on,
you're driving a good.
At your latest ad, it doesn't have the time of the actual
NFL.
Event. That's the starting time of the race.
Yeah.
You stick up.
Yeah.
There's really not a beginning.
I know, we kind of just, I should maybe clarify, I guess, because I figured that's when the event starts.
Okay.
But I will.
Glory.
Come at 9:45.
The time on the December 2nd is either. I was putting that on my calendar.
60 or under right now.
Yeah.
61.
Good, stay around for that.
No, that's good.
So maybe
so it comes, it's like a
my
save
wife,
the date. We'll get back to you with the
yeah,
shop
yeah.
Day
okay,
I get that.
She's
been running 5Ks lately.
Emil, you'll figure out those times for those events and then send them out
to Linda. And to Linda, and I guess when she puts them together, then I'll, how about if I send that?
Yeah.
Or maybe I should send this, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but either way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Then Suzette was in charge of the stuff that she emailed about, and I think the DJ.
Yes, and she's got
and
the DJ and the stuff. I'll coordinate what stuff she's got and having her drop it off.
Okay.
So who's the DJ?
Same one we had last year.
So we should have him just do all of the stuff.
He doesn't tend to be an MC, but he's a pretty great at music.
Well, in Bubbles, do you remember?
Oh,
you had,
yeah.
I've got some cute video of the little kids in their costumes of the Bubbles and stuff. But it is, it's too far away from the starting line. That's
yeah.
What we were wondering. I mean, but yeah, he's got a better sound system.
Well, right, but for the MC for the event, I think it's there.
Yeah.
But the for the race, I mean, we'll be done at 10:05.
Yeah, and that's farther.
We'll be done at 10:05 there.
And then you can move down to this
MC
area
and
MC.
And the MC should
so wouldn't
it just be
the runners, though.
That's true.
So
we'd
have finishers coming. But, you know, we'll send them off, but we need to invite them back too. That's part of the MC.
Mm-hmm.
Cheering
but
on.
If we give the time of those different events to the MC, then they can
okay.
Pause the music, say this is happening.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And do we
so,
need
yeah.
signage somewhere that says?
It sounds like I'm going to get that to Linda, and she can help me get
well,
some.
Well, that's where I was thinking, like we did at Liberty Fest, where we had put up the little A-frame signs kind of on the sidewalk as people arrive that have the list of events. Even if we had to just print it on our printer, I think, I mean, without looking too ghetto, we should try.
I've got something I could put up on.
Does the city have an air horn?
We've got a fire truck.
We have a bullhorn.
Get that cannon.
Linda?
Oh, on the bullhorn it has
need
a...
Need to get something to put that on, like, for people to print.
We have one. The city
has what tours. I was thinking to get 2x4s.
You got 2 or 3?
Yeah.
Cool.
So we just
the
time.
Okay.
As they were almost done.
Isa, go. I mean,
for the carnival games, that was YCC and Tammy's with YCC, and I think Suzette was connected with them. So I think you heard.
And the question right before it was what?
What is YCC?
What are they doing? Okay, they are divvied around the mini track, we'll call it. We've got the 5K, and then we've got the mini track. So beginning at 10 a.m., they'll be stationed around the mini track.
Do you know what they planned?
They are actually, they're just showing up to get a table and hand out the things that Suzette's purchased.
Okay.
And
so
the first thing being the bag.
That's around the kids' race that starts at 10:45.
Yeah, I said 10:45, yeah.
And it's really, sounds like it's more of not a race, they're just making their way around the little path, and
yes.
As they hit these little stops, they pick up their little...
And there's two at each stop.
The race is for the kids.
That's why we call it a trot and
a
treat.
It's like trick-or-treating around a circle.
Yeah.
But you just said they were going to be stationed there at 10, they don't need to be there till
they
10.
Don't need to be there till probably...
I mean, 10:30, something 10:30. Like that, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
If the race starts at 10, will families be there... Anyways, I think maybe we should just start that at 10.
Maybe we should just have it.
We should just have everything open at
10.
Yeah, I don't think kids race.
And have 60 additional people by 10:30.
Yeah.
And if there's parents that come back from the run that want to do it, then they can do it.
Or
they
might split up and do the run.
Okay,
so
everything pretty much
ready to go at 10 at the start.
I'd love to have a big gathering, though, like, hello, you made it. The race is here and the mini walk is here. But I don't want to mess up your registration table.
No, I... I'm just putting myself in perspective of a runner.
That you want to get to the run.
I'm going to make sure I'm registered, and I may wander.
Okay.
But 10 minutes before, I'm going to go start
running. Tell you what, the MC says get over there if you're doing the 5K. Yeah. Get over there if you're doing the mini loop. Right. Okay. The fruit loop. Okay.
Treat and try.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Peter. Sounds
they're
very
all
good.
Set to go YCC. If do they need to be there at 9 as well?
Let's see. I've got probably them at 9.
Okay. We should probably have that lunch up at 9.
Because we do have some decorations that I pulled out of the closet, so they could put a few things around their stations.
And will you communicate that
yeah,
to them?
Yeah, I will.
Do we know how we are for money?
We are not close to 1500, I know that.
I really think these are cheap backdrops would look cuter to just put a corner of balloons on there.
Okay.
If Trisha
the
or one of the other gals.
Peter's going to bring corn stalks.
You were. That would help.
Because they talked about doing balloons, and I was like, why don't you just do some corn?
Because we haven't harvested the corn yet.
I just think
it's just it looks.
That was first priority.
So my it's my mother-in-law's home in West we basically do six rows.
And I can at least the last part was just six the backdrop rigs. We police stuff we already talked about the last two. And you ordered some backdrops and I think
it froze. Sounds like a good addition.
Yeah. Well,
that's
cool.
I think that's everything.
How are we collecting more volunteers?
I put it out to my circles.
Okay, my people.
This is my peeps.
But you're so good, you have circles.
I mean, more I can just
Maybe we can make like a spreadsheet or something. We just keep track. And then we can put like phone numbers if we need questions during the event or something.
Okay, I've got phone numbers. Do you have a list of everything to spreadsheet it?
For the volunteers? I think having each other would be great. Yeah.
That's kind of what I did for Winter Lights Fest last year.
But I think, because then we can see how many volunteers we have and how to contact them.
We don't talk, we just go do.
And then share our information if they need to contact us during.
Yeah, I mean, because we'll divide like for somebody.
Who's doing that?
I could do it. I need access to the Google.
So when you get your people and we get our people, we just tell you who the volunteers are?
Yeah, or I mean, you can just go in there and
we can just
go and
add it. Yeah.
I don't think you need a million emails.
Oh, I just added one more. Here's another.
It's a little hard to keep track.
Okay, I'll put YCC in there. So, okay.
Yeah, but I'll do that. Today's Tuesday. I'll do that by end of day tomorrow.
That's fantastic. Emily, well done. Sounds like it's alive. Let's hear, what's his name? Gilda Radner and, come on. It's alive.
And
he's my favorite guy.
Will you be here on the day of the event?
Gene Wilder.
Will you be able to help with the race? So then we have three. Unless.
Do you have any family members that you can recruit too?
We find one.
Okay. Well, we're actually cutting the corn.
This is what we're doing Saturday.
So we'll bring so instead of balloons, we wanted to do the corn stalks. Right?
I think I would do balloons and corn stalks.
Okay. I'll take care of the corn stalks.
Okay, that'd be fantastic. And how to mount them, I guess, somehow.
Just sort of
zip tie them. I've got zip ties, I guess.
Okay, really? Does everyone know what they're doing the day of?
What time is the event over?
I think YCC is only planning on 11, by the way.
Oh, they are.
So,
or is it to 11?
They originally were doing 8:30 to 11, and I asked them if they could do 9 to noon, and I think we maybe have 11 to 11, maybe 11:30. They're not there till noon.
So. If they're not there, I guess.
You asked them to shift their hours then.
Yeah,
I did. I did, and she said that I'll just adjust the numbers, but.
The race people could potentially do the second half of handing out.
That's true.
But the only other thing would be to just cut it.
Since we're doing the mini loop at 10, you know, they'll be there to do the heavy traffic there. Okay.
For the last hour?
Yeah. Yep. Come at 9:45. I mean, not you.
We'll have everything set up by 9:30. So.
Okay.
On our.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Okay. Laura, anything? You said pins. Did we get pins out there?
They're bringing pins.
They did.
Okay, I think that's everything. If everyone feels good. And Camille, will you be, if people have questions?
Yeah, I'd be happy to be the.
You'll be out of booth the whole time?
I'll have my cell phone on me because I probably be, I'll be available. Cell phone point person.
And as far as cleanup at the end of the, at the turnaround, as people are dropping cups,
yeah.
We should have some garbage, extra bags. We have a group that is assigned to those.
I'll be on the cleanup committee. I'll get volunteers for cleanup. Thanks for remembering that part.
And usually,
whoever's manning it.
Whoever's at the.
At the station, they can clean up as going.
They can
walk
in.
Did we get a garbage can or anything for that?
And then,
for that halfway mark for the drink station.
Yes.
And how long, like when the race is over, how is the road opening back up at 11 at noon? Like how are those drink stations and cones?
It's going to be just on the side of the road.
We've never put them out.
It's not
okay. So there's not anything we have to get out of the road except for whatever.
We've done that at the end of the race.
We'll just have the volunteers pour everything off.
You got a table for those water jugs? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
So picking up tables. And trash bags, who does that?
The people who.
So, the people that bring the tables and the trash cans.
And the
grate.
Okay.
We just bring two.
And then you'll pick them back up at noon or earlier?
If the race is done sooner, we'll go get them.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was like.
As soon as the race is done, we'll be gone.
Okay,
as soon as that person passes, the last person goes around, you can start collecting.
They should just move it to the side of the road and.
Okay, we probably should have a scout to go and see if there's any runners coming down the road.
TJ's gonna run it.
Yay!
TJ's
gonna be the last
place, anyways.
How about you follow everybody? Yeah, you follow the last person all the way.
Tailgate Charlie.
We usually, I think sometimes some of the officers. Yeah,
I mean,
they have in the past.
I would have someone just follow on a bicycle.
Yep.
Yeah, depending on how many volunteers there are.
If someone bring a bike.
If one of your volunteers can have a bike, that'd be awesome. Well done, everyone. I think it's.
I might have a bike.
We maybe should pull out those bright yellow event staff shirts.
Do I still have them? Yes, I do. They're upstairs.
I'm just thinking, again, when you've got people out helping, it's just good to see who's.
Who you can ask. Maybe in the future, in the budget.
Should we go buy bright green shirts?
We've got some that say event staff with the logo on them that we use at the car show.
Great, let's use them.
And I think we've got a bunch.
They're all boxes. I don't know what sizes we have. They're all really big or really small.
Yeah, I mean,
can you bring it? Yeah, bring it while we're.
We did pretty well.
I want a really small.
I don't think the name tags are enough.
That's not surprising.
You just rip it off.
Okay, good point.
I think that's it for the event. I have a few ideas for future, for like planning and especially with the budget stuff that I'll be doing. But we're good now.
Okay, thank you so much. That's great. And Tom and Laura, thank you so much. And thank you for waiting for trails. Thank you.
Randy's going to go get our boxes and volunteer shirts if you want.
I got a pumpkin costume.
He is.
I love it. That's better.
See, you that makes up for those stupid.
No, that's what you need to do.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. I really, I we'll like. I looked through all our years past trying to find some pictures for promo. It was really fun to look through the years and see all the different costumes and there's some fun.
And you'll match the logo, the running pumpkin.
There we go. That's, yeah, that's
idea. That's really great. Thank you.
Yeah, a red and white headband.
Okay, just a quick break between t-shirt.
I was just going to get a mark.
Oh, those are super green.
They are.
Nice. They really are
effective.
And they've got the old logos, so we won't use them next year.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. You can take them home, maybe. No, there's a Christmas event, or holiday lights coming up. Winter lights.
I don't know if those numbers are correct.
This is correct, is it?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
They count? I didn't count them when I put them away.
Okay. Yeah, I did that, but
figured I'd do it once we ordered if I needed to.
Would a 3XL fit over your pumpkin?
Oh, cute. Take it, take
anyway,
it.
Anyway, yeah, you guys want to just, then they can, we can move on to the next agenda.
Okay.
We're good. No, I just thought we'd.
Do we want to discuss winter lights or do we want to move back to trails?
Winter lights will just take a minute from my perspective, and maybe if you guys are permanent volunteers, is that, are you helping us with winter lights?
Okay, I vote for that too.
Mara, you might want to stay for just the quick update on the arts too.
On which?
The arts.
The mural?
Those of you that were here last year, which I think was at most of you, you were all here for winter lights, right?
We're at least present.
So we just want to, I kind of wanted to just get you thinking about it. I found our recap that we talked about last year about, you know, so I've got some notes for 2024 in here. And so we'll work on that with operations. Like I've got better lighting around refreshments and blah, blah, blah. One of the other things was maybe a couple of other activities or events. We had face painting, which was fun. But if you guys can right now kind of be thinking of a couple other things that we could do, not that take up a ton of room, but just as, you know, there were long lines waiting for Santa and we had our hot cocoa and cookies and things. But if there was tons of kids waiting in line for the face painters. Mm-hmm. So if there's, you know, a couple other activities or things that we could do that kind of go along with with our hallmark Christmas
there's
feel.
Those character artists I was trying to get for this one that they haven't gotten. Dude, I tried emailing a guy that lives here in the city, but he hasn't responded. I'm guessing it's an old email. So if you could pull your city power and get his number or whatever.
What's his name?
We had two. Well, we had Amy and her daughter, so we could have three.
I like this guy. He was a really good artist.
Yeah, got some crafty things. Is this an event that the city is mostly doing, or is that something that we?
This is
that in that weird
us.
Like.
Yeah, this is more half and half, really. The fun part of it is this group operations is really. Our public work, so is that fair, John?
Yeah, I think so.
As David and I kind of talked about it. Yeah, I mean, unless you guys want to be out trying to find the carolers and getting the hot chocolate and, you know, those kinds of things. But
and for our meetings, our next meetings, November and December, are we meeting both those?
I don't know that we need to December, but because it would be the last, you know.
And then Thanksgiving.
But I think for the November one, we definitely should meet so that we can work on.
November would be the 19th.
This guy's name is Neil Galloway. He lives over on Orchard.
He lives on what?
Orchard.
And I think Thanksgiving's the
he's next part of this group.
It's really
and there, it when is character
what's the date for the December meeting?
We don't have a December, but we have a November the 19th.
Is that the 4th?
Is the 3rd?
Thanksgiving is like the 28th.
Third,
it's really 4th.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
We're doing November 19th or November 26th?
It's the 26th.
That's like, that's 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, should we do the week before
that? I won't be here for that. I
won't be there on the 26th.
Yeah,
would you be here on the 19th?
It's the 19th, okay.
Of course,
I move that we have the meeting on the 19th of November.
Because we need to have it.
Agreed, for sure.
Always have
because it's a trails meeting.
It is.
That's the day we talked about.
Then we can't do it that night.
The 19th.
Let's just be right on Thursday.
Could we do it at?
Well, Tuesdays are hard.
Maybe if
I remember.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Ideas.
Yeah.
Brainstorming.
I mean, I'm just wondering about like Wednesday the 20th or something. If we just went the next night.
I'm free.
Like Wednesday the 20th.
Wednesday the 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it'd have to be late, but yeah.
What time would it need to be? 7? 6?
For me, 7. Or
I'm okay with that date.
6:30.
6:30? And that's at City Hall? Maybe?
Maybe just for ease of consistency, we should still meet
that's
here.
Here. Okay.
So 6:30?
So our next meeting is the 20th.
6:30. Linda, thanks again for lining it up, and Emily for calling it out.
Sorry, it's just, I'm thinking about the planning.
Yeah.
So for today, do you want us to have some ideas today, or have some ideas to bring to next time?
I'm thinking we need it planned before next.
Who would
meeting?
Like to chair the winter lights event?
I can share that one. I mean,
right.
I mean, unless you don't want me to.
No,
I'm happy to help coordinate that one.
So ideas to Linda.
Yeah, I will start an email and just kind of tell you some of the notes that we made from last year, and I'll make some assignments.
Do you have access to the Google Doc that we're on?
I don't know. It's possible someone sent me a link.
I'll get you the Google
Doc.
I guess. Have you been able to get it? Dallas, have you been able
to? Yeah, he sent it.
Would you send her the Google Doc, too? Yeah. And this person.
This person. Anybody
else have it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's possible when it got set up years ago, I was on there. But
it's all good, because now I know how to do it. Are we doing
it? All good.
Yes.
Except for Asian.
Yeah, we'll do the third.
And what's the date of that?
It is December 2nd. So it's usually like just 6 to 8.
What City Hall?
Oh, right.
City Hall.
What? Get our trails on the 19th.
Is it a Google Doc? Yes, you can.
Yes. Trails on the
19th. That's 6. This one will consistently, I think, be the Monday after Thanksgiving. First Monday in December.
Starting.
Oh, turn on the lights.
Yeah. And have you heard, have you started coordinating lights yet?
That's what we were supposed to ask you
earlier. Now, remember how we turned this back to you guys instead of me going in between?
That's what we were going to ask.
Okay. We can talk about that. It made more sense for you guys.
Yeah. It might need to be a couple of flashlights.
Dallas, trying to ask
if it
can
be
Dallas, if we can move more arts up.
We've got people waiting for every single second.
Okay, we just got one more thing for this group. So can we move arts up to just cover what Allie has for Lauren here?
Every single section we have somebody waiting.
I know. We've been making you wait the whole dang time. And we're so close to you guys getting out of here.
Yeah, I think it's going to need to be coordinated through email, kind of like we've done a lot.
It's all fast, baby.
Allie Arts.
Good work, Lord.
I mean, I never participated in any of this stuff. It's amazing how much time it goes into.
I miss something?
Arts.
I just wanted to update you on the mural program we've been drafting. The mural program, and we are working on kind of a process of like how we will select the artist and the timing of all of it and everything like that. So we should have a first draft for you at the November meeting. I'll probably have to have somebody else come present it because I can't be there. And then we hope to have the final like product presented to the City Council in February for their adoption, and then to get it in the budget for funding.
Awesome. That's a big step.
That's it. That's the update.
That's great. I called another company today, but I'm not going to tell you who it is because it's so cool. So cool. So cool. For another location.
Leave us hanging there.
I just think it's really cool. Really cool.
Okay. Anything else on the arts? Since we're jumping around so much.
Yeah, I think we're done with arts. So.
Okay, let's move back to trails then.
Are the trails the last thing?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because let's just ride it out. Just do it.
Someone else want a beer chair?
Let's ask. Does anybody else want to be chair of Winter Nights Fest?
Is there anyone, like,
I'm still hesitant. Like,
is it signed, like, at the beginning of the year, or is it just, like, as the event's coming up, people...
At the beginning of the year, we should assign so that you know at the beginning who's doing, yeah.
But right now, we
yeah. And
Triple X looks good on you.
And with
this is just an
Excel. And that's a really...
And with that documentation, I think it's totally possible.
Yeah, kind of why we're still kind of... It started out as our 75th anniversary event, and we wanted to bring it back, and so that's... Kind of how that one morphed.
This committee proposed it. Hey, you guys wanted it too, but.
Yeah, we did the 75th and then wanted it to continue, so it's good to have your voices.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
We good to go on trails yet?
Yeah, we're still asking about volunteers for Winter Lights Fest so we don't run into a jam.
Okay, just let me know when you're done.
You're part of that conversation? Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were done though.
We are.
And it was it's just okay. Trailing
I'll,
off.
I'll coordinate.
I just didn't want to interfere and step on toes.
I'm not sure if I can do that yet.
Yeah. It's all good.
We're good? Okay. What do you updates on master plan do you have?
So we submitted a, I don't know if it's a proposal, I guess, to the Utah Outdoor Recreation Initiative, I'm pretty sure is what it's called, for funding to fund a master plan, trails master plan. And I was out of town, but Sherry, community development director, presented that proposal in their meeting on Monday. And she said they seemed to be excited about it. It was significantly lower in cost than anything else that was proposed in that meeting. So it could easily be one of those that, like, we have this extra little bit of funding and we're just going to slide this one in. And Kate Bradshaw from Bountiful City was there to hear the proposal and everything, and she's on the ranking committee as well. So yeah, hopefully we get that. I'm not sure when we'll find out about it, but I know that it's a really quick process, so I don't think we'll have to wait too long to figure that out.
So that doesn't require city funds?
It does require city matching funds.
Oh, it's matching.
Uh-huh, and we proposed, I think we proposed 50,000 total, and the city's contribution is 12,500, I think is what I put in the application. Okay. So we would have to go back to city council to get approval for the matching funds. But that's something staff will do. And so it's possible that we could get going on this master plan sooner rather than later, maybe before the end of the year.
Awesome.
So, cross your fingers.
Okay, any other comments on master plan or questions? Okay, and then the...
You're starting to write a scope and that sort of stuff.
I haven't started yet. I'm waiting to, because it like depends on the type of funding that we get for it. Sometimes you have to do their
template.
Like, yeah.
All right. Next item is the connector trail between Bonneville Shoreline and Wild Rose. So as a committee, we met and we talked about various options. And I think what we landed on was, depending on master plan timing, that we don't do anything.
So I spoke to from Avid Trails. I thought I had updated you guys on this, but I spoke to somebody from Avid Trails who just to get kind of a quote of what it would cost for them to go out and like GPS a route and flag it. And because we do have a little bit of extra funding in the trail parks, trails fund something for, you told me.
We have like $1,500.
Like $1,500. So they quoted $2,000 to, I think it was about $2,000 to go and GPS it and flag it. And they recommended that I talk to the Forest Service now to see if we can just include that section in the NEPA that was done for the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. Mm-hmm. I still have to contact them about that. But yeah, so it is, that's kind of in the works that we may be able to just pay for that now.
Does that mean you're $500 short?
And we are $500 short, but we might be able to find it.
I'll give it to you if you need $500 to complete that stupid trail. You can write my name down. I'll give you the money tomorrow to complete that.
Make it out to Allie. No, I'm just kidding.
Hiking my bike up that rock field sucks. Yeah. So if it takes $500, I'll give it to you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So yeah, we need to figure out about permitting through the Forest Service, and then just figure out if we want to move forward with Avid Trails or food. They've done a lot of our trails before.
A new connector.
Yeah.
And not waiting for Salt Lake to complete the original scope.
Correct.
And would that be following that route going, so from the bench looking up
that
stupid
hill,
it would go east
rather than to the west. Yeah.
So does that, have we figured out, does that even hit Forest Service land?
You do have to go on to Forest Service land.
There's almost no way you can turn up there without hitting Forest Service land. As a matter of fact, I remember when we laid out the original trail system, the reason it stopped at the bench right there is because we hit Forest Service land. We went as far as we could go. So everywhere the trail stops and everything is because when we were doing the original one, we hit Forest Service land.
Mm-hmm. That's good context.
Yeah, so.
But they had to do a NEPA environmental stuff for the Bonneville Shoreline Trail.
Right.
And often it's like within a certain number of feet, like 50, 100, whatever, it covers that certain number of feet, like a corridor along the trail. And so, yeah, we just need to find out, is this in that, would that be covered by that? Can we just build the trail without doing more environmental work? Which that would make all the difference. That would make all the difference if we did that.
The difference between getting it done in a few months and a few years.
Yes.
Doing it and waiting for Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what is the implication though by doing it, and then what happens when Salt Lake connects?
We would just not make that one to the west. Yeah. We would just make this east one.
You would make this.
At least that's what that's the assumption that
so
I
So we wouldn't duplicate.
That's why we would have Avid Trails go make a good route now to the east, so that we didn't have to wait.
I'd support if this is the good route. I just don't want multiple routes, that are.
No, I wasn't thinking we would do that. I was thinking we just shut off that 19% grade one and then go to the east rather than going to the west, and then we don't have to rely on Salt Lake City at all.
Yeah, because Salt Lake, you can go look at their master plan, but it's been a couple months since I've looked at it, but they didn't on their map show any way connecting to the Wild Rose Trail. They just kept going around. Now, I don't know if that was on purpose or an oversight. I'm not accusing them of ill will.
It's our job to connect to Wild Rose, right? But we were reliant. So the proposal that we had before, the alignment that we had GPS out before, went to the west and connected to where Salt Lake City would continue
the
BST, right? And now we can't do that because it would just go in the middle of nowhere, because they just dead-ended the trail in Davis County. So this would be an effort to just get a different alignment for that connection, do it on the east so that it connects to the existing BST rather than waiting for Salt Lake City to finish their part.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about your...
yes, we want to talk about...
trail closure thing?
Oh, yeah. So I have two items kind of related to that. Tara Doyle is from Utah Trail Crew. She leads it.
Mm-hmm.
So she sent me an email. She'll be sending me a work request form that we'll have to fill out. And then we still need the the letterhead permission that we need to get to her, just giving permission.
And this is for them to.
This is for them to work on our trails a week in next
season. This is exciting. Where's this at?
The Wild Rose.
Oh, just
trailer.
Right there.
We're gonna have free
trail maintenance on Wild Rose.
Oh wow!
From the Utah Trail Crew.
Did you need to donate pizzas or anything?
They would love it. They'll be up there every morning from 7 to 4.
You just tell me
when.
I'll send some stuff over.
Yeah. So we're gonna have to fill. We need to get the letter to them. We have to fill out a work request. It's a new process, so they don't have the form yet, but they'll be sending it soon. It won't take much, and then we need to provide kind of an overview. And I think in that work request, it's going to be a kind of a scope of work. What do we want them to focus on for a week next summer?
Wow.
So we'll probably that's have really you cool. look that over. Like we could make a proposal and have TJ look it over.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Before we send that, that
really
on.
Neat.
And they do everything from, you know, light trail construction to drainage improvements. You know, they'll do some.
Oh, wow. Well, it would be neat to go out with guys like you, that, you and look at where drainage is a problem and stuff like that, or where to rework.
I think then, with our trails master plan, that will be assessed too on all the trails of like trail maintenance that needs to be done, trails that need to be closed off, new trails that we want to put in.
Because always
that's
the hardest thing
the trails
is any trail that goes on the south side, it gets all the cobble on it, and all the trails on the east and west seem like they stay nicely. So it's the same on the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. I just never knew that there might be a good answer to that, right? Like even on our trails that happens, like, so maybe they have a real answer for that. I definitely don't.
So we'll do the work request, and then we'll probably have to go out in the spring after the snow melts, and then they'll finalize the.
Yeah, they just left some rakes on
the
conditions.
So
cool,
now we probably should be going out and assessing.
Exactly, and getting our work request, you know, so we may want to schedule kind of a Saturday morning to go out and make us start making a list of what we would need to
have. We have a loading problem.
I'd like
just so
they would come up here and rake them, but they would be gone exactly 1 week.
Any Saturday is fine with me.
We could do it this Saturday at 11. I can be there.
I'll be there.
I can be there. Was it 11 or noon?
Noon.
Noon?
Yeah, 11:30. Yeah,
Brent.
If it works for you.
That's why I said
about just going out on the wild on Wild Rose and just walking.
Kind of starting to scope what we want them to do.
Oh, Saturday afternoon.
I could do Saturday.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So it could be this Saturday or, you know, any.
Yeah, let's run just one Saturday.
Yeah.
Let's just do it this Saturday.
Can Logan come on a Saturday?
I could do a Friday afternoon. You know, oh, because you're
I have no idea.
Effective today.
We can ask him tomorrow.
So
I mean, I can text him.
I can't hike with you because that'd be a quorum.
I can text him.
Yes,
unless you accidentally just ran into
him.
That's why I don't
want TJ.
Wild Rose?
You don't want because I'll check
right off? I just might be there.
Your dad says you have to work on this.
Yeah, just text. Just text me. Whether it's Friday or Saturday morning or Saturday.
She's like, why is that girl from
we can do Saturday
texting me at 7:30 at night?
Saturday at 7
a.m.?
I'll be at work or going to work.
Oh, well, if it's, I could do Saturday.
But if it's in the afternoon, I can be there.
Much rather.
I'm not much help, so you'd be better.
What are you doing Saturday at what?
At girls' basketball at 8 a.m., so I would love to go.
We can do it after as well, but
most Fridays I could do
I can mountain bike it.
Yeah.
My kids are good.
I'm off tomorrow if anyone wants to do it tomorrow.
You can do it while I'm
I don't even know how to assess it, so I'd probably be useless anyway, but I'd be left to learn.
It's a matter of if you see the stream going down.
Well, but you were saying they even, like, I don't know, it's the, like, when you look at the downhill section, it's really fun, but you could make it more fun. I don't know if they would do stuff like that. But then we'd have to sit down and talk and say, what's legitimate on this trail, right? And I don't know what is.
That's what the master plan
that's what the master
plan address all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. Okay, well, see, I keep learning.
All right. Well, Oh, just one last thing.
Well, you wanted to, I wanted you to talk about how you closed off that trail.
Yeah, and the rest of the committee needs to know what was done.
So I was hiking up along the Bonneville shoreline a week and a half ago, I guess, and noticed that somebody had cut a new connector, they've been working on that thing, you know, digging cutouts and everything like that from the Bonneville Shoreline Trail going down. It runs parallel to the Woodbriar's two kind of drainages, and there is a current trail going up one of the drainages to the left, and they're making a trail in the drainage that goes to the right. Cuts about a mile total off, you know, if you're trying to dig loops, so I can see why they're doing it, but they're shovels, you know, like, I mean, it's legit, like, I mean, and it's probably, they've cut enough for probably, it's probably a quarter mile, you know,
that's ambitious.
maybe even longer. And this is that whole trail there. Somebody's been working on it for years. It may trying to turn it into a downhill flow. They made bike jumps and stuff like that. It's getting a little bit run down, but you know, the bike jumps are made of stacked logs, you know, that are filling with snake holes now and stuff like that. And it's, I mean, it's not in good shape now, and it keeps, no, it's not safe, and it's just going to decay. So I think, you know, that's,
they never really got finished.
You didn't finish it?
I didn't have anything to do with that.
Somebody's been,
but I don't know if it's the same individuals or work, you know, but this is kind of above that.
Do you know how long they've been?
It was, I hike that thing almost, you know, if not once a week, every other week.
So they did a quarter mile in a week?
Well, or else they just finished that connector end. That's when I saw it. That connector end was not there 2 weeks ago, and all of a sudden it was there. And the dirt looks pretty fresh. So I don't know if they had, you know, and not all of it's cut. It's just cut in, you know, they've kind of cut some logs.
Leave some job applications out there for
them. Yeah. Yeah.
If you built this, please sign up.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not, it's, my guess is when we do the trails master plan, it could say that this is a decent place for a trail because it's not bad. It's not, the grade isn't too bad. You know, it's just when, you know, it's kind of at the end, you know, it gets a little steep, but it's a lot better than a lot of the grades, you know, that we have on some of those. So it's not terrible. And they've cut out some parts to kind of level it out. I can't believe how much work they did. And they've been, I mean, they cut trees down, you know, logs out of the way, all that sort of stuff.
It's between what and what, you say?
Like, where is it? It's, if you go up Woodbriar and then you...
This is the
go up Woodbriar. So
comes up, it's like,
take your first left.
There's one that comes off right.
And then take
right,
your first right.
Yeah,
and so it's and then go right in at another fork, go to the
so
right.
So it's on Forest Service property.
And is it, I would assume it's on Forest Service property.
John's gonna pull it up.
Is it more downhill oriented?
It's not really steep enough to be a downhill flow trail, okay. You know, but further down from where they cut, it is downhill.
Where it hits
oriented.
In, so it tees
it,
into
it tees into that exactly, okay. That rogue downhill flow, yeah.
So the interesting trail. Yeah, so if you go,
so your house
go
is
here. Where let's see where I'm at.
No, go down.
Oh, right here. Yeah. So go pan up this way. So you start right here.
He can't see right.
Yeah, that's where
the
Forest Service starts, right
so,
there.
Yeah.
So here, and then this trail comes up, you know, like, I think that's probably...
No.
Here, this is the ravine comes this way. Oh, yeah. So, oh, here. Here's the... Yeah, here it is. So you come up here, then you're following this... And come up here, and then.
So here's BST. So
no,
you're saying
somewhere following one of these ravines, I think this is probably the one that
this is the old one. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's somewhere.
you know, like somewhere in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Where they
depends on how.
Because Nancy and Lisa were already. I mean, we you could definitely try and see.
There's another one.
So Brent carried up all kinds of heavy stuff and
we closed
it off.
I wanted to be a police officer.
That's unfortunate. This property. But you closed it off.
So yeah, we closed it off and
see those pictures.
Well, so these are the
that stuff's gone with them.
Oh yeah.
I didn't see the pictures.
Check that out.
I saw the email thread. Like, I must have not been in the first email or something.
Nice.
Did you just say I'm on the park tour?
You guys supplied it.
Oh yeah.
And trails.
We'll supply it, you go with.
Yep.
So you can see, you know, I've got
do you have the stuff in your car?
Yeah, I have it in my car.
Here,
yeah.
Yeah. Actually. So.
Yeah. So I've got pictures I think I can find of the original. I don't know what I did here. You can see behind there what they've cut behind the netting now.
Mm-hmm. Will you send me those pictures, Brent, yeah, so that I can show them to the Forest Service and be like, we're actively closing
yes
off your
trails. We're working for you.
So you should let us put in this Wild Rose connection to VST.
Yeah, go for it, Alex.
There's
you know what
it
needs.
So BST. My guess is that the Forest Service will tell you the same things they told me. We don't have enough people to do anything.
I don't think the Forest Service even knows that trail exists, because I've talked to the Forest Service before. They're like, what are you talking about? Because it's not on their inventory.
It's not sanctioned.
Exactly. And so unless somebody has been around a long time, you know, they don't even know that trail is there.
Well, if you talk to them,
password?
They don't know about any of the trails. This is the trail with the Dew Peak.
Yeah.
Actually, I think there's like two people assigned for like thousands and thousands of miles worth of land. It's hard to get them excited about anything.
So the other thing on the other section of trails.
One, two, three, four, five.
Yes.
Others.
So other sections of trail, I'm not sure we have anything else. We're
just,
waiting on
I think probably on the record you should say that we're going to do the trail subcommittee meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we are going to start the trail subcommittee meeting so that everyone's aware on the third Tuesday at 6:00 at City Hall. So, and the representative members will be Brent, Kyle, and Peter. And then, please come.
I want to come.
Do you want me to, I'll include you in the emails for
yes,
that.
Yes, please.
Okay.
And then, like I said, I was serious about the $500. If that's all it takes, honestly,
yeah,
I'll write the check.
Get it done.
I'm sick of pushing my bike up that. It would be worth it to me.
I think you'd probably get donations across the board.
Just put a box there. If you hate this trail, put in a dollar.
Yeah, Lakeside, whatever,
oh, wow,
over at Eagle Mountain, they've got the little QR code on the side. You can just,
I have it.
Yeah.
I think we should do a QR code for
Dr. Right.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to see two.
So anyway, we'll have the trail subcommittee meeting on a monthly basis. And so if you're interested, please let us know.
I'll pass the word.
But yeah, and I've got two that came to trail cleanup that I'll pass the word along to since we've made.
And if you tell me when they're out there, I will get them pizzas and stuff.
Yeah, they'll get them scheduled and, you know, it'll
be
sometime between May and.
Oh, but that's next summer.
Yeah, next summer, sometime between May. Yeah, the pizza will be cold if you order it.
And are you guys going to meet up to look at the maintenance needs on Wild Rose?
I'm, you know, we could
I'm
do
okay
it
Friday
this
night. I'm okay Saturday morning early.
I mean, we could do it Saturday if, like, early before the thing if we wanted to meet at, like, it's getting a little dark.
Yeah, it gets, the sunrise is at 7:50.
Yeah, so that may not be enough time.
A little bit dark to do that.
I mean, if we want to go at like 1:00 after noon or 1, we can do that for a couple hours. I just need to get off the trail. But
if you guys do the afternoon, I can try.
You could do Saturday afternoon.
I probably could. I would love to. I would love to at least be there. I don't know anything really.
Well, we don't either.
We could just go up, plan on like 1 o'clock on Saturday.
I might be there 1:30. I get off at noon.
Well, we can plan on 1:30. I just have to be back home by 4.
I don't know. They said they cleared back.
Put it on my calendar at 1:30 then.
Cool.
And where do you want to meet?
1:30.
Meet at Wild Rose Trailhead.
You want me to reach out?
1:30.
I texted him.
You got it. Okay.
Yeah, but maybe follow up with him tomorrow because he's just like, probably doesn't want to talk about work at 7:30. I'm not writing it down.
We might or might not see you.
You can't come because then we'd have to.
But not if she doesn't know about it.
I just wasn't sure if you're like when you're gonna do it, so you might not see.
That's all I have.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
That's what we got.
So 1:30 on Saturday the 26th. Okay. All right. I move to adjourn. Thanks,
I haven't done commercials in a long time, so I can't.
No, it was.